From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. People fleeing war and poverty in the Middle East, Asia, and Africa are desperate to reach Western Europe. And on Thursday, many rushed into a Budapest train station after police ended a two-day blockade, setting off a wave of anger and confusion as hundreds shoved their way onto a waiting train. Stephen Ryan is a spokesman for the Red Cross in Budapest.
The situation that we're seeing here in Budapest is something that nobody would have expected to see in Europe in the year 2015. Thousands of people arrive to the shores of Europe and Greece every single day and hope to make a journey north towards countries such as Germany and Austria. And along the way, they pass through Hungary. Unfortunately, under the current system, it's unclear whether or not they will be able to proceed to seek asylum in countries such as Austria and Germany. However, the situation and the scenes that I've seen here in Budapest are distressing.
3-year-old migrant Syrian boy whose dead body was found on a Turkish beach when his boat sank was identified Thursday. The toddler, his 5-year-old brother and mother were from Kambani. They were among 12 Syrians who drowned when their boat sank after leaving Turkey for the Greek island of Kos. The boy's father survived. The United States has offered to help relatives of American military and diplomatic personnel leave Turkey, a cautionary move following the start of military operations where directed against the Islamic State terrorist group. The decision comes as Turkey takes a bigger role in the fight against the Islamic State militants, joining the airstrike campaign and allowing the expanded use of the Incirlik base for U.S. fighter jets and drone missions. This is VOA News. Pakistani officials say they plan to ask Afghan officials today whether Kabul is interested in resuming peace talks with the Taliban. The meeting on the sidelines of an International Economic Cooperation Conference in Kabul comes almost a month after peace talks broke down following news that the Taliban leader Mullah Omar had died 2 years before in Pakistan. Hundreds of Afghan schoolgirls were taken to a hospital after breathing in poisonous gas in Herat on Thursday. This is the third incident of gas poisoning this week. Officials suspect foul play. We get more now from VOA's Aisha Tanzim.
For the third time this week, hundreds of parents in Afghanistan's Herat province sat in a hospital waiting for their daughters to get better. Officials say the three incidents were suspiciously similar. They now think the gas leaks at the three girls' schools may have been deliberate. The head of education of Herat province, Abdurazak Ahmadi, told VOA that the perpetrators were enemies of education and growth. He suggested a big conspiracy and said that people needed to pay attention to the enemy's intentions. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
Guatemalan judge ordered former President Otto Perez Molina to remain in detention as the court considers whether to try him on corruption charges. Perez Molina resigned on Thursday, hours after lawmakers stripped him of immunity from prosecution in a corruption scandal dubbed The Line, named for wiretap telephone calls that appear to implicate the president. U.S. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump signed a pledge on Thursday to support the eventual Republican presidential nominee and not to run as a third-party candidate.
So I will be totally pledging my allegiance to the Republican Party and the conservative principles for which it stands, and we will go out and we will fight hard and we will win.
Mr. Trump signed the pledge during a meeting with Republican Party Chairman Rance Priebus. In the first Republican debate last month, Trump was the only contender on stage who refused to sign the pledge to support the eventual nominee of the Republican Party and the only one not to rule out a third-party bid. A U.S. federal judge in the central state of Kentucky on Thursday ordered a county clerk to jail for contempt of court after she refused an order to issue marriage licenses to gay couples. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.